what jail is like on WEFT Champagne.
Mein Gott in Himmel!
I told you not to say that on the radio.
Thank you to Mein Gott in Himmel for calling over the last break. And the answer to your question is rutabaga.
Rutabaga.
Yes. And
did you say Lou Bega?
Yes, the answer to Mein Gott in Himmel's question is Lou Bega.
Suzanne Vega?
Yes, the answer to Mein Gott in Himmel's question was Suzanne Vega.
Sweet.
All right.
I didn't have anything else that rhymed.
11:16 or so here on WEFT Champagne.
Beat up Sega?
Yes, the answer to Mein Gott in Himmel's question was a beat up Sega. You would love to know what that question was, wasn't it? Everything I've said is true.
A Bacon Mega?
Street Fighter's Vega? Oh, you already said Vega. Bacon Mega's good.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry, Mark. We'll pay attention. For a moment's time.
Let it pass this time.
Don't let it pass here.
He gave us a scolding finger.
Ah! What jail is like, and a little segment where we let you know some stuff that's going on in the community. Let's face it, you students still got another couple weeks to hang around here. And
let's face it, when you get a bunch of students together, it forms a community.
Right.
Don't try to deny that.
And the rumors of the belligerent trolls who live here year-round are, you know, they've got a certain validity. We get a phone call from one of them every once in a while. And all of you need something to do. When you're not out, you know, doing that thing you do, when you're tired doing that thing you do, you need something to do, basically.
Yeah. Studies have proven that there are more hours in the week than the 2 hours a week that we do this show.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't like those studies, and we're working on doctoring them so that the public doesn't actually find out.
We're conducting our own.
Right.
Is how we like to put it here.
But the rumor, or allegedly, what's going on around now is that there's more hours in the week, and that, you know, you need to film with something.
So something for you to do during those moments when you're not cramming for your crop sciences final, because let's face it, you're not cramming for that crop
all
sciences
crop
final.
All those crop sciences majors are just like lazy sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hit the books till like the night before.
Little segment telling you all about Super Happy Fun Time public service announcements.
Exhausting. It's really exhausting. We have to find something new to do because it's exhausting. I'm going to start bringing in an instrument because I'm getting old.
I am too. I'm old and fat.
I just don't have the stamina anymore. So, you know.
River Valley Church of Christ, 17 Owl Creek Lane in Fisher, invites you to come view a living nativity outside the church building on Sunday, December 19th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Is that Mary? Oh, my God.
I didn't know they had KEDS back then.
Oh, my God. Somebody get an OBGYN over there. They can't be right.
So
this portrayal of the birth of Christ is yinky. And will include Christmas music, a realistic stable.
And eggnog.
Live actors. Ew.
Oh, dear.
So
and
now.
Farm animals. Live actors. And farm animals.
Yeah. So right now they're auditioning for Mary for next year. So they want some people that are planning on having their child.
If you have 3 months to get knocked up.
So how over what period of time does this living nativity occur?
5:30 to 8 p.m.
So if you can time your birth,
you can shoot a puppy out
to the minute, and you can do it for 2.5 hours out in the cold.
Seriously.
You can view the living nativity. This is great. Christ was in a manger, cold and lonely. You can view the living nativity from the comfort of your automobile.
Yeah.
By driving to the church parking lot at the east entrance, South Pickett Street, and there is no charge.
If some poor woman is giving birth for 2.5 hours straight surrounded by farm animals, I think the least you people can do is get out of your car to watch
it. Seriously. And for an extra $5, you can go and soothe the flinching womb.
Can you write down soothe the flinching womb?
Sure.
Pastor Andy Baker and the River Valley congregation offer this living nativity as a Christmas gift to you and your family. I want the gift receipt. I want to know where you got it. I'm taking it back. I want the monetary value. For more information, call 897-1260.
So instead of three engineers, three wise men, they just had three computer engineers. See, that was a good joke.
That was.
But, you know,
real quick, just thinking about computers and stuff. I forgot to tell you this. The webpage, we have a poll up right now about who's going to break the FCC regulations first. Matt is way in the lead, but I want to rally support for me. What? I'm capable of swearing, you bastards.
You are capable, but I'm up 66%. I don't know if you're going to
come through. You're up 75. You're up 75-25 last time I looked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even better.
I haven't gotten any votes.
Yeah, no, you are. You're 25% of the votes are yours. You're 75%. Nothing? No, nobody has voted, thought that I'd break. So please check out our webpage at go.to/jail.
Don't make him. Don't threaten him.
And check the rec room. The rec room section of our webpage where you can participate in this wonderful poll. Sorry, go on. That's a public service announcement.
Oh, yeah, a public service announcement. I do not look like a huge question mark.
Well, give me a picture of you. Yes, he does.
He's much more in a semicolon sort of thing.
I'm ambient.
Yeah. Well, it's very creepy because the two segments of him are actually kind of separated. Yeah. You know, I mean, they stay aligned. But
I know that I am enigmatic, but you can define me. You can capture my essence on film.
Well, give me a picture.
Okay. All
right.
Oh, public service. We're helping the peeps.
They're talking to us again. Get Dad out of the microwave.
For more information, contact. What? For more information, they start off your PSA when asking for more information. How about any information? All right, please announce. In April 1999, Carl announced the possibility of merging their for-profit. Not profit, it's for-profit.
Profit is some good stuff. Have you tried that?
Okay, merging their for-profit clinic with their non-profit hospital foundation.
That
makes sense. You know?
No, you don't want to mix. Whoa! Did you guys take basic chemistry? Never mix profit with profit.
No, but see, if you're for-profit, then you're gonna go down the tubes unless you get some profit. So you need one needs.
But you gotta keep them separated. You can't merge them. You'll burn all your skin off your hands.
Well, I'm sure they've taken that into consideration.
Profit
and seeking tax exempt status. The resulting loss of property tax revenue for the city of Urbana is projected to exceed $1.2 million and have devastating effects on our social and governmental agencies which rely on those funds. The Fair Share Coalition was formed in November 1999 in an effort to ensure that Carl Clinic and its subsidiaries continue to pay their fair share of taxes in the event of such a merger. The Fair Share Coalition will meet Wednesday, December 8th, 1999 at 6 p.m. in the Illinois Education Association, the IEA office located at 306 North Maple above Parr's Western Shop in Urbana. For more information, call 352-6533.
You know, I happened to wake up this morning, actually, and heard a show on WEFT where they were discussing this. And I agree. I think it's horrible. I think if Carl does that, you know, they said that the highest property taxpayer will, if Carl pulls this off, the highest property taxpayer in Champaign will pay $1.something million in property tax from now on. Which is, I mean, that's insane. On just their house, you know, or on their building, whatever. But I think it's hysterical if they do it, though. Like, I give them big comedy props. Like, whoops! Did we do that? We don't even pay taxes anymore. Of course, who do you think, that's like saying, no, God, you can't, like... It's like, you know what? They can. The law says they can do this. So, I mean, shake a stick at them and go, fine, you can do it, but we still want our money. And no. I think it's funny.
Well, really funny. I think we should form our own fair share coalition.
I don't really feel
like I'm getting a fair share.
I want $62.50 and a chocolate milkshake.
No!
Every Sunday.
Seriously, we haven't gotten one milkshake. I was lured into this show with promises of milkshakes.
Well, it's somebody, Miriam?
Seriously, you're 16.
You can drive. Bring us a milkshake.
Steak and Shake. And the specialty ones, the ones you have to go in the store and get because they won't give them to you through the drive-thru.
So I'm really struggling here. Went through the box to get my PSAs after they'd gone through theirs. And
He acts like a martyr, but he had the chance.
That's right.
I'm not... It wouldn't really have mattered because I'm having a hard time. Everything I look at, the joke that I derive from it is basically... Global Economic Roundtable Conference, that sucks. So I'm having a hard time with it.
Well, your jokes are followed by that noise, too. It takes all the zing out of them.
But I'm going to give it a try anyway. A Global Economic Roundtable Conference will be held at 3 p.m. on Tuesday, December 7th at Milken University in Schilling Hall, room 317. That sucks. The conference features a roundtable discussion on economic issues in Brazil, Eastern Europe, and the Middle East, led by three University of Illinois professors. Do Brazil, Eastern Europe, and the Middle East know that we're talking about them? That sucks.
Yeah, seriously.
Dr. Werner Baer, professor of economics at the University of Illinois, has published and lectured all over the world on economic development in Latin America, specifically in Brazil. So everybody come down and hear Werner talk about Brazil. That sucks. Dr. Lee Alston, professor of economics and political science at the University of Illinois, specializes in economic histories of Eastern Europe, including agriculture and manufacturing. Yep. Dr. Salehi Esfahani, professor of economics.
Fantastic name.
I personally approve. Professor of economics at the University of Illinois, specializes in the role of institutions on economic policy formation in Middle Eastern countries. Yep.
How do you pull that up? I'd like to specialize in the use of the word "the" in texts by Charles Dickens from the year 1857. Like, that was what my concentration was. I'm professor of that.
This December 7th Milken Roundtable Conference is free and open to the public. You know, that's a good point. You know, like, I've been going to school for 4 years, and I'm still like, I'm an English major. Now, like, how long do you have to be in school where you can, like, narrow it down that far? Most LAS suckers, like, don't even know what they are by, like, their third year.
I have a PhD in D.
I have a...
the letter D. I'm linguistics. It's under linguistics. I'm professor of the D department.
I have a doctorate in imagining what any person looks like when they're crying. That's me. I have that ability to do that.
Psychology. It's under psychology.
That's me, a doctorate. That's doctor to you.
This December 7th Milken Roundtable Conference is free and open to the public. A reception will follow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. Hopefully Werner will be sticking around. That sucks.
That's a little hard.
And
he's not gonna get a whammy on Press Your Luck.
Yeah. It'll be in the Center for Entrepreneurship, located on the ground level of Schilling Hall. The Center of Entrepreneurship is on the ground level of Schilling Hall. So if you look at a map, you can figure out where you are relative to entrepreneurship based on your relative position to Schilling Hall. That sucks. For reservations, call the Milken University Tabor School of Business at 424-6285.
I have a doctorate in the history of a small town in Kentucky for the week of November 27th in 1915. I can tell you what happened every minute of every day. Crime Stoppers Bulletin. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I love making that noise. Monday, December 6th, 1999. This week, Crime Stoppers is asking for information. Just tell me how asinine it is that this guy got away with this more than once. Information about several car burglaries at the Meyer Gas Station, 2401 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. Burglaries at a gas station. Several burglaries at the same gas station.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Okay. During the last week of November and the first week of December, several purses have been stolen from unlocked cars parked at the gas pumps. Okay. While the drivers are inside paying for their pump gas, the suspect enters their cars and steals their purses. Okay, so he's same gas station several times. The subject is described as a white male, 25 to 30 years of age. He is 5 feet 8 inches tall and weighs 150 pounds. He wears his hair in a ponytail and has a scruffy beard. He is wearing a flannel coat and blue jeans. They know this much detail about him, yet he still manages to steal purses from cars in a gas station.
Over and over again. In the same place.
Hey, oh, is that guy again? Call the cops.
Damn it, I'm caught behind the counter again. I hate lifting this counter. It's so heavy.
No, okay, it gets even better. He drove a light brown or tan car with Illinois license plates. Hey, that car's here again.
But I'm refilling the slushy machine. Damn it.
Come on, it's like a 15-foot square area, and it's happening if it were like they were robbing while the gas station was closed, but it's while people are pumping gas.
And I just started like, this Twinkie.
It's like, is there some guy in a truck like next to the woman's car who's getting robbed who's like, wonder if that guy's supposed to go in there? Wait, oh no, it must be his purse. It goes with his outfit. Like, you know, just say hey. You know. Champaign police investigators are requesting any information you may have about this crime because they're morons. They can't just hang out.
We actually want his address. Do you have his address? So if you have his address, then the search will continue. Then once we acquire his name and address, then we'll go the manhunt.
You know, I suspect this is a conspiracy being perpetrated by the Department of White Male, 25 to 30 years old, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, 150 pounds with scruffy beard at the University of Illinois. So I had to head over to that Milliken conference and corner Verner and Dr. Salehi and see what they know about that department.
Break some, hey, good cap, bad cap on their asses. How dumb are the ships? We could hang out at the gas station, or we could put out one of those nifty Crime Stoppers bulletins.
They've actually arrested him, have him in custody, but they're still looking for the guy.
They haven't. They arrested him. Now they're just trying to. They're trying to draw out any wannabes.
Anybody else?
Crime Stoppers will pay you a reward of up to $1,000 if your information leads to the arrest of the person. Give me a phone. I'm gonna call him up and tell him to hang out at the gas station. If they catch him, I want my $1,000. Hey guys, keep a cop at the gas station looking for a light brown or tan car with a guy with a ponytail and a beard, and then watch him. And if he goes into somebody's car, yeah. I think he got your man.
Yeah. So you're saying what?
Oh, man. If you have any information, which I just gave you for free, please call Crime Stoppers at 373-TIPS. That's TIPS, T-I-P-S, if you call any other...
You're going to get charged a hell of a lot more money.
Yes. Make sure you're dialing correctly. Callers do not have to give their names, and the calls are not traced.
The guy's name is Steve. He's going to be there next Tuesday.
The guy shows up.
I'm Steve. Arrest me. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to get off with some community service at $1,000.
Hey, Steve, if you're out there, try it. Crime Stoppers also pays rewards for information on other felony crimes of fugitives in the Champaign County area. Mark once ran a stop sign. I was in the car.
It was framed! Well, here you go. Here's $5,000.
Bye! Yay! That's it.
The Sierra Club Prairie Group.
It's like, the Sierra Club owns its own prairie.
The Sierra Club Prairie Group. But actually, they hand wrote a little "the" in, because, you know, Sierra Club Prairie Group wasn't good enough. Wasn't
they're the. It's actually a the.
Yeah. The one and only. December regular meeting will feature the talk, How Our Food is Produced and Why It Matters. 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, December 8th, Illinois Disciples Foundation, corner of Wright Street and Springfield Avenue.
Also Champaign. Known as Home of Dirty Hippies. I'm just kidding. I love the idea.
Deanna Bells, Sierra Club Alternate Delegate to the Illinois Conservation Congress. We'll talk about farming and food production and the potential for tremendous positive or negative impacts on the environment, our economy, and public health. Ms. Bells will speak in part about discussions at the recent conference.
I like it when people speak about discussions.
Yeah. The recent conference, From Farm to Fork, Reclaiming Our Food System from Corporate Giants.
That's cut to her writing this. From farm to fork. That's witty. I'm going to use that. That's a keeper. Cut back.
Organized by the Clean Water Action Alliance.
Cut to somebody reclaiming their food system from a corporate giant. Look, I'm hungry. And that's my potatoes. So, like...
No.
No, I want that potato.
No. I'm a corporate giant. P-5-fo-fum. I smell the blood of a commie bastard. You an un-American.
I want my potato. Cut back.
Cut to you know, the person who came up with the name of the Clean Water Action Alliance. God, I'm a freaking genius. Listen to how tough we sound. Oh my God, they're all gonna love me.
Hey, the action was a great touch because now we're action.
Seriously,
like, we don't just sit around, but we do things.
And the alliance, it's like we're a comic book. Cut back.
cut back to where we just were.
Yes.
And these spiffy latex suits are wonderful.
Cut back one more. That's Wednesday, December 8th at 7:30 at IDF.
Cut to the Dirty Water Action Alliance.
No, we will have our revenge.
Someday.
We have a death ray.
I have finished peeing in the reservoir.
Good call. Those clean water action fools will never get there soon enough.
Now, if we could only control the rain.
I'm hungry.
I want a potato.
No.
Cut back.
For Sierra Club Prairie Group info.
Is the corporate giant a member of the Dirty Water Action Group?
He's covert. Call 344-0867.
He's a reserve member. A
lot of ins, a lot of outs.
Going through the like corporate giant's head.
I'm going to do one real quick here. Actually, I'm probably going to drag it out for a while. Breathe heavy into the microphone. Ooh. American Lung Association 1999 Christmas Seal Campaign. This is a phenomenally written PSA. Why fight the crowds and long lines for the perfect Christmas gift? If you normally have to fight with people to get your Christmas gift, you may want to actually scale down your plans a bit. Like, for example, stop giving other people's pancreases. That way you won't have to fight with them over that gift. You already have it. It's in your office, at your gym, in your home. This PSA kind of presumes that people actually have a gym. But maybe most people do have a gym, and I'm being left out on a major social trend involving owning gyms. It's in your kitchen, on your couch, in your bedroom. It has the remote. In fact, as a matter of fact, it's already under your tree. This also presumes ownership of a tree. Do people store their trees in their gyms? This is something that I'm being entirely left out on. I do, however, have a radiator. Back to the PSA. The PSA says, it's timeless, classical, practical. Not too flashy, too plain, or too expensive. It doesn't need fancy wrap, the perfect card, or a big red bow. And it's absolutely free to you. It's air. Air is the gift. That's what they're getting at. Air, all those things I was saying, they're describing air. And this holiday season, not the French techno band air either, because that would be capital A, and this is a lowercase a. And this holiday season, you can give it to someone who can't get enough. Chronic lung disease, including emphysema, lung cancer, and asthma, is the third leading cause of death in the United States. Oddly enough, number two is cabbages falling from the sky and crushing people. And no PSA is out about that, and I'm kind of wondering why. Every year, nearly 17 million people suffer from asthma alone, and over 5 million are children. That really sucks. With your support, the American Lung Association's Christmas Seals will help lead researchers to a cure for lung disease while promoting education, advocacy, and community service. Call 1-800-LUNG-USA to give the most important gift of all, air. And I assume that continues to be actual air instead of the French techno band. Well, also, all right. I mean, if somebody gives you the album by the French techno band, I wouldn't, you know, be all that bugged because, frankly, I like it. But you can't breathe it, and it's not going to do much good for an asthma sufferer. Because when you can't breathe, nothing else matters. Nothing sells a PSA like ending ending with a Metallica quote.
Is this a Spike Lee joint?
You know it, dude.
Summer of Sam rocks.
Let's see if he's done.
You done?
Yes, personally.
All right, cool.
That's the end of the public service announcement portion of What Jail Is Like. But it's not the end of the show. In fact, there are 20 minutes left in the show. 20 very important, crucial, super frenetic, happy, fun minutes. Invariably, if I start freestyling, the words super and happy.
And frenetic, fun. Obviously.
Fun. Yeah, leap into my... Yeah. Makes it really difficult when I'm trying to freestyle chemical formulas. What we need you to do is give us a phone call to make a suggestion for the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is, at this point, going to be about a 15-minute piece of long-form improvisational comedy, kind of like a play, but it's all built off of one little word or... phrase that you're going to call up right now and give us. And you're going to call us. You know why? Because we will administer a freaking...
So please give us a phone call. Since I don't have a CD prepared, what I'm actually going to request is that Matt beatbox for a little while more while somebody calls. And then we'll stop him beatboxing as soon as we get a phone call.